you talk to me? Why don't you talk to me?
We're kicking off the next exploration in our Beyond Our Borders project, looking at the dividing lines that carve up the KC metro area. For the next few months, we're looking at the Missouri River, so this week's Tell KCUR question encouraged listeners to help us cross the river into the Northland. Allison Rollitz, KCUR's social media producer, is here to talk to us about your answers. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Gina. Good morning.
What did we ask people?
We asked people, what's your favorite thing to do north of the Missouri River?
So before we launch into those answers, you live north of the river yourself. How do you experience the river as a boundary? Do you think it is a boundary?
I guess it's certainly a boundary getting to work. If it weren't for bridges, I wouldn't be able to get here. And I cross the river on a multi-daily basis.
So yeah, that's better than swimming for sure.
Yes.
Do you think there are things that most of the city fails to recognize about the Northland?
I would say, you know, in a lot of our kind of calling out to people, like, you know, we ask people on social media, we ask them to fill out online forms. Kind of a theme we heard back was that people in the Northland kind of feel left out of the city, that people don't think of the Northland as Kansas City, Missouri. And while there's Gladstone, Parkville, Smithville, Liberty, a lot of the Northlanders that actually live in KCMO, I think, feel like they're just kind of the suburban outsiders, even though they're technically urban.
How long have you lived in the Northland? And I'm curious about, like, a learning curve, if life was different in ways that you had to adapt to.
Yeah, I used to live in Midtown. I lived in Westport, just a few steps away from the coffee houses and bars. And then I got married about 3 years ago, and my husband had bought a house up in the Northland, very close to Parkville, like in KCMO, but probably about a mile outside. A learning curve. I guess, you know, I was closer to some grocery stores and I was closer to some Targets, you know. But other than that, I would say I still go to the city for all the favorite things that I used to do.
Were you surprised by any of our listeners' suggestions? Anything that's new to you?
I was actually very interested and really excited about the food suggestions because, you know, I think wherever anyone lives, they probably feel like they get in a food rut. So like someone called in about Gatorades, like a taco bar, and I never even heard of that. So I'm going to check that out. But also, and I just feel like a little just kind of out of the loop, I had never heard of Lion Creek Park. And that is apparently something off of Wacomas that has like a little kiddie train and a skating rink and all these things I had no clue about, and I guess I live just a few miles away from it. So thank you. Thank you for filling me in, Kansas City.
We'll be talking more about the food piece of it in a second, and I hope people are calling 816-235-2888 with their Northland eating recommendations. But what about non-food ideas for fun?
Well, I just touched on one of those, Gina. Lion Creek Park was pretty popular, and actually just parks and trails in general. People went pretty far north, but we had a lot of people suggest Weston Bend State Park. If you've never been there in the fall, you have to go. It's a Kansas City must-do. And then English Landing Park in Parkville was quite popular, and that's an actual that's a must-do for my husband and I. Every Sunday, we go to a coffee house, and then we take a walk along the river, and it really it kind of brings that border really close to mind and in your face every Sunday. But some of the other parks, a funny one, the funny name, not a funny park, Happy Rock Park, which is in Gladstone. So it's a play on Gladstone, Happy Rock.
Oh, I get it.
There you go.
I was going to ask you what was so happy about that rock.
I don't know. I've never been there, but now I need to go. Maple Woods Nature Preserve was another one in Gladstone I had not heard of. Gabrielle Lauk, who filled out an online form for us, she said, Maplewoods Nature Preserve, it's a tiny slice of rugged wilderness surrounded by housing developments. And if you haven't been to the Northland, there are lots of housing developments there.
So that is another fun thing to do, is to develop a housing development.
Yeah, sure. And then I'll just run through really quickly. We had a couple others. Some people just seemed really in love with their cities. You know, I think when you're out in kind of Kansas City, Missouri, when you feel like you're in the suburbia in the Northland, little cities like Gladstone give you kind of a feel of some character. Matt Staub wrote in about a charming North Kansas City, the solace from otherwise inhuman scale. You know, so some people seem just really kind of tied to these communities in the Northland.
And there are multiple cities, which I think is, people just think of the Northland as this maybe unified place, but in fact, we're talking about a pretty large area with many different communities.
Mm-hmm. You know, yes, definitely. People specifically noted shopping and strolling in Weston and Parkville. People mentioned the Screenland Armor Theater in North Kansas City. And then we had one shout out for the Cactus Creek Croquet Club. What a tongue twister in Parkville, Missouri, which again, I never knew about. And now I need to look into that one.
Allison, what about food? We're going to get to Charles Ferruza and some more in-depth food reviews shortly, but what are you hearing about food?
Basically, I think in the Northland, there are a lot of chains, and we heard people kind of scrape into their repertoire, and they picked out like a lot of the local places, like Stone Canyon Pizza with a couple of locations in the Northland. I hope you talk about it later, but In a Tub was one thing that people kind of clued us into.
Allison, didn't we have a call about In a Tub?
Yes, we did, from a former business owner up there.
Let's give that a listen.
I crossed into the Northland for many years because my company was headquartered there. Last year, they were lured to Johnson County by an obscene offer, but I still go north for In a Tub Tacos on North Oak Trafficway. Greasy, yes. Delicious, oh yes. In a Tub. I wish they'd open in Northeast Johnson County.
So that's someone who travels for In a Tub, and he likes the greasy?
Yeah, things come in a bucket there, and whether it's ice cream or tacos, and they're known for their kind of powdery cheese, from what I understand. But I would like to say, I mean, you guys, we're about to go through, I guess, the culinary side of the Northland, but we know there's so much more. And so we just, on the community engagement team at KCUR, we just want everyone to know that we're really taking the Northland tips to heart as we go through this project where we focus on the river, and we're going to kind of compile all of this into a digital project coming up. So stay tuned. We'll have more details about that later. But if you're listening to this and you've got a Northland restaurant or a festival or a park or anything you'd like us to know about, please tweet us with the TellKCUR hashtag or email us at social@kcur.org.
Allison Rollitz, thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Gina.
And now I'm pleased to welcome The Pitch's Charles Ferruza to the studio. Hi, Charles.
Hi, Gina.
So, we're here to talk about restaurants in the Northland, and we're going to get Charles's suggestions in a second. We want yours, too. Call 816-235-2888 to tell us about the hidden gem we wouldn't know about otherwise. 816-235-2888. Charles, when you think of Northland eateries, what comes to mind?
Well, what comes to mind immediately first is that when I moved here 30 years ago, there were definitely places to eat in the Northland, but they didn't have the variety or the choices that Kansas City, Missouri, or even Johnson County had. And that has changed a lot over the last three decades. And each city, like Parkville or Liberty or Weston, has its own signature restaurants that are well worth the drive.
Parkville, Liberty, Weston. Let's hear them, Charles.
Well, I would say in Parkville, there's Café des Amis, which is a French restaurant. Very, very good. And as Allison said, there's Stone Canyon Pizza, which is, you know, everyone thinks it's a chain. It's actually a local pizzeria.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's been a long time since I've been there, but I've always liked the pizza there because they're very generous with just about everything. In Liberty, you know, Liberty's really turning into a new restaurant kind of happening scene. And,
how would you describe that scene?
Well, there used to be nothing, and now there's some interesting things going on in Liberty.
From nothing to something.
To something, yes. And Weston has always been a good restaurant community with pretty good places to go.
What are some of the Weston highlights you might draw our attention to?
Well, I knew you were going to ask me that, and of course my brain immediately went blank, but I do love the restaurant that's in the old house up on the hill.
Is that the Vineyard?
Not the Vineyard. No, the Vineyard is in a different place. This one is called, one of our callers will definitely tell us. And you know, even Gladstone, it isn't just the home of In a Tub, and it isn't just the thrift shop capital of Kansas City. There's actually good places to eat up and down, you know, North Oak Trafficway. A lot of chains, but you shouldn't be surprised at that. I mean, that's
That's true everywhere.
It is true everywhere. Also, you got to give a shout out to the fact that north of the river has the predominance of casinos, and all of the casinos have their own restaurants, some better than others.
Which but one's better than others?
I think the new 37 Steak at Harrah's Casino. It's an upscale steakhouse. It's actually kind of expensive, but they put out some good, delicious steaks. And I also have to put out a shout out to the true classic of the Northland, which is Hayes Hamburger, which is celebrating its 60th year. Hayes Hamburger is at 2502 Northeast Vivian Road. It's open 24 hours. They have the best chili, I think, in Kansas City. They've got great burgers and breakfast all the time.
Breakfast all the time. What's the atmosphere like there? I mean, I think about a 24-hour place. Atmosphere is significant there.
Well, let me just tell you that the entire building could fit into this studio. It's very small. A lot of stools, you know, a sizzling grill. They've got a few booths, but no matter what time you go in, there's always some interesting conversations you could either just overhear or throw your own two cents into.
Charles, we've gotten some recommendations through our Tell KCUR project, and a couple of these I haven't heard of, and I'm wondering if you have. We've got Roxanne's Cafe in Parkville. It's on Highway 45. Have you heard of Roxanne's
Cafe? I've been there. I've been to Roxanne's Cafe.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's one of the newer places in Parkville. It's in the shopping strip that has a couple of good places in it. It's a new version of an old-fashioned diner, you know, with big breakfast platters and good burgers and good sandwiches. And I don't think it stays open that late, but the food's really good and pretty inexpensive.
What about Paul and Jack's Tavern in North Kansas City?
Paul and Jack's Tavern. I don't think I've been there.
Well, on Facebook, we have a commenter who says they have a killer tenderloin sandwich. So maybe that's something
that'll
to
lure
check
me
out
there. Yeah.
Let's talk to Jan in KC North. Hi, Jan.
Hi. Yeah. I was going to mention a couple of really old, longtime restaurant people up here. Casconi's on southern part of North Oak Traffic Way. In fact, I think you could see the skyline of downtown from that area of North Oak Traffic Way. But Casconi's Italian restaurant's been there forever. And they just have really, really good, authentic, you know, Italian food. And they have a very nice ambiance, and they have a banquet room in the back and, you know, area where you can do events and stuff if you want. And then way further up North Oak Traffic Way, near 64th, I think, is the Smokehouse, which is a barbecue place that never really gets mentioned or advertised or anything, and they don't seem to need it because they are always plenty busy. And what we like about we like the way they do their sides as well as their barbecue. And sometimes, you know, you might find that's not the case in some barbecue restaurants, but so they have the sweet spicy as opposed to the hot vinegary type of barbecue sauce, and that's our favorite.
And this place is called Smokehouse?
The Smokehouse, yes.
So in the Kansas City barbecue debates, which are never ending,
yeah.
How do people overlook the Smokehouse, or do you hear that one being mentioned?
No. Bryant's and the others that are always mentioned in food reports or advertising, you know, they're highly advertised and they're very good. But the Smokehouse, I don't know why they've never really advertised. I don't think they need to.
Can I ask, where is the Smokehouse exactly?
I don't have the exact address, but it's, if you were going north on North Oak Traffic Way, it's a little bit south of 64th.
Okay.
North of 62nd, it would be on the west side, and it's right, it's in the same, it's actually in a building attached to the building that holds the DAV thrift store.
Well,
I think, yeah, we'll have to look that up and find it later on. But we've got some other callers. I'm going to go ahead and bring them on. We've got Ashley and Lee Summit. Hi, Ashley.
Good morning. I was calling to recommend Longboards on North Oak.
It's a great sandwich place, you know, with really quality lunches and a fun place to hang out.
Ashley, what do you get there?
I usually get a wrap, and it just depends. I think I've tried them all by now. But they're all really good.
So that's a good sandwich shop. And where is it again?
On North Oak. I think North Oak and Englewood-ish. It's in a strip mall like everything else up there.
Yeah.
Longboards is the suggestion. And let's go ahead and talk to Adam in the Northland. Hi, Adam.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How about you? What can you recommend?
Great. Well, I work at Park University, and one of the places in Parkville that we all really love because of its great baked goods and lunches is the French Bee.
It's right there. I love the French Bee, too. Yeah.
Is that B-E-E?
Yes, B-E-E.
B-E-E, like the insect. They have somebody who really knows, you know, French baking. They have great desserts. I don't eat much meat, but the avocado toast and the tuna Provence sandwich that they have is just incredible for a good lunch. That's really exciting, actually. So
this is a French lunch place. Do they have a lot of French places have like pastries and baked goods and stuff? Do they do that too?
They do. They have these amazing rosemary apricot bars that you can't stop eating, and blackberry bars, and great macaroons. It's wonderful all the way around. It's one of our favorite places to eat there at the university.
We should say that it's a darling bakery. It is very small. I think in the little separate dining room, there's maybe six tables. So it's a fun place to go. They have wonderful soups. And they do make, you know, coffee and espresso drinks, so that's always a plus.
And Charles, earlier on you mentioned Café des Amis. Are there any, so that's another French place. Are there many French places north of the river?
I wouldn't say many. In fact, I can't think of any besides those two.
Those are them. Yeah. Anything else to say about Café des Amis? We didn't really describe
it. It's very romantic, and they have, during the summer months, which we are in now, they have one of the best patios. It's very romantic.
Let's talk to Kevin in Parkville. Hi, Kevin.
Hello. Well, I'll chime in on Café des Amis since I'm just up the street from it. It is excellent and, yes, romantic, but also, you know, it doesn't have to be a romantic dinner for you. But the food is just great, and the deck is wonderful.
What do you like to get there?
Oh, my. Any of the fish they have is always good. They usually have a trout dish. That's, you know, prepared just perfectly.
And that's kind of an upscale restaurant, right?
Yes, it definitely is.
So actually calling to recommend, Kevin?
I actually was calling to recommend some other ethnic restaurants. Ixtapa, which is Mexican, is up on Berry Road. It's just in a little strip center south of Zona Rosa. But it is not at all your standard Tex-Mex.
No, in fact, I think they'd be offended if you asked for Tex-Mex.
Yeah,
what sets it apart?
You're actually right.
There's not it's very authentic Mexican. Not a lot of cheesy things, and delicious cocktails if you are into that. And it's just, you know, they have delicious moles and just excellent dinner choices.
Kevin, any other kinds of cuisines you wanted to help us find in the Northland?
Yes, there's the Malay Cafe, which is on Berry Road, east of I-29.
And that's Malaysian food?
Yes, it is.
It's really good.
Trip center. It's very good, and she will, if you ask her to make you something even more authentically Malaysian than on the menu, she will do that.
Charles, what do you get at Malay Cafe, and what do you have to say about it?
I will say that the soups they have, especially if you have a cold like I do now, the soups are very rejuvenating. They're very fresh tasting, and they've got lots of rejuvenating herbs like ginger and lemongrass. It's a fun little restaurant, and the food is always good. I've never had a bad meal there.
So what else, Kevin?
Well, maybe Charles can help me out of the name of this one. There's an Indian restaurant in Liberty. And I can't for the life of me remember the name of it. I've been there twice.
Are you thinking of Siva?
I'm sorry?
Siva, S-E-V-A?
Yes, yeah. That's it.
It's good.
Yeah.
You know one of the reasons I love that restaurant so much? Well, I mean, there are many reasons. I think the food's really good. But the owner of that restaurant used to be a restaurant health inspector, so I swear it is the cleanest restaurant in the Kansas City metro.
That's good to know. Yeah.
Always a plus. All right, so I won't hog up any more time.
No, you've been great. Thank you so much, Kevin.
All right, bye.
If you have a suggestion, there's still just a tiny bit of time to get it in at 816-235-2888. Charles, what else can you tell us about Siva? What might set it apart among Indian restaurants, not just among
They have
North
a nice Land? Buffet, and you know that's usually hit or miss or touch and go in some Indian restaurants. It's always the service is always very professional, and they've got a nice selection of things. I don't like it as much as I like Swagat in Zona Rosa, speaking of Northland restaurants, but Swagat is more established, and I think they have a greater variety. And could I put a shout out also for a Northland Thai restaurant called Tasty Thai at 7104 Northwest Prairie View Road. It's got some good Thai dishes, and they also have a couple, you know, really weird choices. Like, it may be the only Thai restaurant in the metro, I'm sure it is, that has a dish called hot dog fried rice, which is exactly
hot dog fried rice.
If you're ever in the mood for it, they have it.
the name of this restaurant again?
Tasty Thai.
Tasty Thai for hot dog fried rice.
Oh, Charles, there's also one in Liberty too. I should say that.
I feel like a little development that we haven't talked about is Briarcliff. That's so near the river in a way, and it's, I don't know, it's a place that's really sprung up of late. Anything in Briarcliff?
Well, of course, Peropos is there, the Argentinian restaurant. Very, very glamorous, I think, and the food is always delicious. It's an interesting combination of kind of Spanish and Italian cuisine because, you know, those are the residents of Argentina, but the food is delicious there, and it's also has a beautiful patio and is very attractive and romantic.
Charles, we've got a couple of tweets that I want to share. One is that we have someone recommending along the lines of in a tub, curbside, Clay's curbside. His exact phrasing is Clay's curbside, baby.
I wish I had been there. I need to find out where it is. I need to go.
We also have a tweet that says, I don't live up north, but my favorite places to eat there are Malay Cafe, Siva, and Le Monde Bakery.
Oh, big shout out to Le Monde. It's one of my very favorite bakeries in Kansas City. They have wonderful lunches and maybe the best curried chicken salad in the city. Wonderful soups, too.
We also had a call from Ron who tells us that the restaurant we were talking about in Weston is Avalon.
Oh, beautiful Avalon. Yes, it's an old house. It's very, it evokes a lot of good feelings in there.
Charles, tell us more about Avalon in Weston.
Well, if I have my facts straight, and that's debatable, but I believe it was a house constructed by a sea captain for himself back when the river still ran through Weston, which it doesn't anymore because there was a seismic, shake and that changed that. And I believe it's a 19th century house. It's full of charm and it's a great place to eat.
Our time is sadly up. That's it for today's show. We'll be exploring the Missouri River and what lies north of it for the next few months. If you have story ideas or questions you'd like us to answer, use the Tell KC feature on our website. Just go to kcur.org. The Tell KC tab is right there under Ways to Connect. Charles Ferruza, food critic and Central Standard regular. This has been fun. Thanks.
Thank you.
Tomorrow on Central Standard, it's an encore presentation of our show on food waste, where we ask, are you going to eat that? Find out whether chicken that's been in the freezer for a decade is safe to thaw. Then Friday, our Screen Time series turns to Orange is the New Black. If you're catching up on that, no time like the present. Central Standard is produced by Matthew Long Middleton and Sylvia Maria Gross. I'm Gina Kaufman. Stay tuned for Up to Date.